in many ways, if not the the kind of patron saint of the left, at least a kind of secular inspiration to many people who are not necessarily religiously inspired, but who sought to fulfill the so-called social gospel in Latin America. And
so, Doug, we're going to have to cut it off there. So sorry that we ran out of time. The music indicates that we have run out of time, and we will cover the issues that you're bringing up in our next International Press Roundtable. I want to thank you, Kari Miyamai, Joe Yuhas, Ibrahim Kazrouni, and Doug Vaughn, as always, members of the International Press Roundtable. And if you want to comment on this evening's program or any program you hear on KGNU, you can always call the comment line at 303-447-9911. And that's been the monthly special edition of Hemispheres, the International Press Roundtable. I'm your host, Jim Nelson, and tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. Stay tuned for Corriente coming up at 8 o'clock. But first, it's Cabaret coming up in a moment, right after this message. You know.
I love KGNU, and I'm grateful for all the ways KGNU has nurtured my curiosity and expanded the boundaries of my knowledge in politics, economics, music, and so many other areas. That's why I've included a gift to KGNU in my will. I want to make sure that independent, non-commercial media continues to thrive for future generations of Coloradans. For more information and to find out just how easy it can be to give a gift to KGNU, either through your will or by beneficiary designation, call 303-449-4885. Help us build a legacy for future generations. And thank you.
And the time is 7:02. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And it's time now for the Cabaret program, and they're going to play some encore selections from past programs. It's time now for Cabaret.
Tonight on the Cabaret Show, we'll be featuring some encore performances from 2016. We'll start off with the Antonio Lopez Trio, who performed on April 12th. And for the second half of the show, we'll hear from the Hunter Stone Trio, who joined us on October 25th.
In this crazy life, a young boy with a pocket knife, in a map of this great big world, someday to see it when my future's unfurled. Been an architect making dreams, laying foundation wrecking beams, still that boy, but I'm now a man. Salvage materials however I can. Something different, something real, something to explain just how I feel. A swimmer in the endless sea, diving the depths of the void of me. Surface too quickly, so I got the bangs. Beautiful beach, but alone with no friend. Been a boxcar with a heavy load, scraping the tracks as I slow. watch him sing. Something different, something real, something to explain just how I feel. Something different, something real, something to explain just how I feel. Songs are the compost ashes, the ashes come into terms. Hope the song makes its way to your ears and into your heart. So much like novels, harmony all got apart. So come sing along with me. About words, it's about feeling. Just like love, it's not about love, it's about being willing. I said love, it's not about love, it's about being willing. Brother Moon, I am Sister Sun. Won't you just come out? Won't you just come out from Mother's Earth? See your father's eyes. Won't you just come out? Won't you just come? Your aunts were all stars. The light shines from long ago. Uncle, a big backhoe, you burned out. I can't see you, but I know you're there. I can feel you reflecting. We have watched you grow, though we've yet to know. Won't you just come out? Won't you just come? When we plant the seed, the seasons stop to bleed. Won't you just come out? Won't you just come? Throw all space and time, the gravity of now, in assembly of dust until we rust. I can't see you, but I know you're there. I can feel you reflecting. But I know you're there. I can feel you protecting. I can't see you, but I know you're there. I can feel you reflecting.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cabaret. And tonight we have the fabulous Antonio Lopez Trio. Welcome, Antonio.
Hey, thanks for having us. Really excited to be here this evening.
Well, we feel the same way. We're very excited to have you, and it's always great to see great talent coming up, and it looks like you got a good career ahead of you.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
Let's talk about those first three songs. I got the feeling that they reveal a lot of who you are, and I felt the first one was kind of autobiographical.
Oh, definitely, for sure. You know, the first song we heard was called Something Different, and that's actually off the new album that I just released a couple weeks ago. I grew up down in southern Colorado, small town of Alamosa, and moved up to the Front Range a little less than 4 years ago. And that song, Something Different, is just that yearning that everyone has, trying to find their place in life, trying to find a job, find friends, family, a sense of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So just everyone's searching for that.
Sure. So what was it like being a sort of a budding songwriter in Alamosa?
You know, Alamosa is a really great place to grow up. It's a town of about 8,000 people.
Oh.
And one thing that's kind of cool there is there's a university there that had a lot of cool things coming through. So even though it's a pretty small town, you still got exposed to some different music and stuff through the university.
And how would being from Alamosa shape your songwriting?
You know, I would say in the biggest sense, you're growing up in a place that's kind of isolated. So you're making up how to do it on your own. Uh-huh. You're not... At the same time, I was able to see concerts at the college. It wasn't like there was concerts, 10 of them to pick from every night. Mm-hmm. So you, instead of going out to do stuff, a lot of times you just hang out in your bedroom and listen to albums, practice guitar,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So I thought it's really cool to have that experience of a small town.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful place, and I have an affinity for, you know, small towns in Colorado myself. I was curious, too, and you graduated in guitar performance. You were like a music major then.
Yeah, I like to joke around. All I got left of that is my student loans, but that's another story there. Nah. But joking aside, getting to study the thing you're most passionate about in life
mm-hmm.
and really diving into it is really exciting. You know, like when I was in college, I remember going to theory class, and when I'd get out of theory class, I'd write a new song because I learned something new, the way music works.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Starting music is just kind of a no-brainer for me. Like, I've never really thought about doing anything else.
Wow. When did you realize, how old were you when you realized this is what you want to do?
I would say probably sometime in middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah, about 7th or 8th grade.
Wow. Was there a special moment that you realized that was your calling, or...?
Just the way that certain songs, the way they make you feel.
Yeah.
When you listen to them, I really latched onto that energy.
Yeah.
So I just like, yeah, I want to create that.
Oh, you want to create that? Yeah. Because I get the feeling a lot of your songs are, well, the ones I've heard
mm-hmm.
are sort of cathartic in nature.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not a type of person who could just write a song for the sake of writing a song as an academic exercise. It's like every song I have that I do write, it's like I have something to say, and that's my one way of expressing it in the world.
All right, yeah. Cool. So let's talk about these three EPs that I've been reading about. The ones they're recorded in different locales, and
yeah.
And can you talk about like why you did EPs and why you record them in different places?
All right. So the project all together is called Cloud 9000, and I'm breaking it down into three different EPs. The first two have already been released, and the reason I decided to do it this way is I have a lot of different little music communities around the country that hold a special place in my heart, and different groups of friends, and I joke around that I was too nice to choose one group of friends over another group of friends to record with, but at the same time, it's like a cool way of... getting different musicians, different producer, whole top to bottom, just the whole flight that's going into the record.
Okay, so you wanted each one to be a slightly different experience with the different people, your different friends, and different producers in different locations. Then.
Yeah, definitely get that different collaboration going.
So if you had to describe, like, the Alamosa one was first, or was it the Minneapolis one?
Actually, the first one I recorded up in Minneapolis. Then the one that I just released a couple weeks ago, that's the Alamosa EP.
And what would you say would be the major differences between those?
I would say the Alamosa EP, it's about honoring the past, but then at the same time, just like realizing that those days are gone and I'm moving forward with everything. So I, on that record, I recorded with some of my mentors growing up in Alamosa, a man by the name of Don Richmond. He produced it, and he's a musical treasure down there in the southern Colorado and northern New Mexico. I really respect him because he's someone who chose to stick around down there and live down there and figure out a way to make a living doing music. And he's got a cool little studio down there called Howlin' Dogs and records everyone in the area. And so it was him, two of my professors from college, then my friend Don Conicente down in Taos, New Mexico.
Oh, that's where he lives now. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's I've seen him at Swallow Hill, yeah.
Yeah, he's a really talented guy.
Very nice. All right, so we're listening to the Antonio Lopez Trio. And what do you think we're going to go next?
You know, we're going to go do a song called So What.
One, two, ready to play.
So what? Maybe I am immature. That's just the way I am. I live my life in a carefully haphazard fashion, greeting opposition with a grin. Not everything I say has to be witty. Not everything I do has to be smooth. I'm entitled to make a couple rocking mistakes every now and then. Baby, that's just me. So take it or leave it. Either way, I'm leaving you. You get on my case for playing this guitar. You had to pick me up for this day cause the clutch went out of my car. On the way home, I come to the conclusion you're just not hard for me. Not everything I say has to be witty. Not everything I do has to be smooth. I'm entitled to make a couple rocking mistakes every now and then. Baby, that's just me. So take it or leave it. Either way, I'm leaving you. Not everything I say has to be witty. Not everything I do has to be smooth. I'm entitled to make a couple rocking mistakes every now and then. Baby, that's just me. So take it or leave it. Either way, I'm leaving you. Thank you. So what? Maybe I am immature. That's just the way I am. I live my life in a carefully haphazard fashion, greeting opposition with a grin. Not everything I say has to be witty. Not everything I do has to be smooth. I'm entitled to make a couple rocking mistakes every now and then. Baby, that's just me. So take it or leave it. Either way, I'm leaving you. Oh, totally, man. The veins, the soil where the family tree grew. Multiply, divide, subtract, array. The answer's always one. Multiply, divide, subtract, array. The answer's always wrong. She's a deep-rooted woman, like her mama. Even when she's branching out, I'm singing about her, singing about you. Love running through the veins, it's the sunshine, kiss of the morning dew. Multiply, divide, subtract, array. The answer's always one. Answers always won. She's a deep-rooted woman, like her mama. Even when she's out on a limb, singing about her, singing about you. Love running through the veins, the whisper saying I love you. Multiply, divide, subtract, array. Multiply, divide, subtract, array. Multiply, divide, subtract, array. Answers always won. Multiply, divide, subtract, array. The answers always won.
wounded woman like a mama, like a mama's mama too.
You are tuned to listener-supported community radio KGNU. That was the Antonio Lopez Trio from April 12th, 2016. Up next, the Hunter Stone Trio from October 25th.
Trouble comes, you fire away.
Here we are with Hunter Stone tonight at Cabaret as Hunter switches out some guitars, and we'll talk to him in a couple more songs, if I'm keeping count correctly.
Yeah, we got two more, and then we can have a little chat here. Thanks for listening out there, by the way. I'm going to tune up just real quick here.
And that's allowed on this show, too.
Oh, tuning?
Oh, yeah. We love when people tune.
I'd rather be in tune than hurting all you people out there listening.
Well, we've had some that didn't do that. And for what they did, it kind of fit.
Yeah, I was on here like a while ago with Mbanza, and my friend was tuning his Ngoni, and that thing is ridiculous. There's so many strings on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's kick this one off. This one's called Release Me. Ready? The night is done, I've been waiting for the one who keeps me warm, but she's not there. I close my eyes and fall asleep, and all I can do is just stare. She did not call, she didn't even text, and I was waiting all night by the phone, but it did not ring. I didn't feel no buzz, and now I'm just feeling alone. She said not to worry, she was only asleep, and she tells me that everything's okay. She treats me so well, but only in the day, 'cause at night she is always away. So I tell all my friends, and this is what they say: this girl, she ain't treating you right. She tells me they're wrong, but if everything's okay, tell me why can't I sleep through the night? Please, please release me from your spell that's taking me away. Keep me up at night, and it's got me sleeping. All that love you have to give, well, baby, it's not enough for me. Time went along, the feeling never left of loneliness deep in my heart. I tried and I tried to stand big and tall, inside I was falling apart. So on it went like a leaf on a limb, I was floating along in the breeze. And this helplessness, it tortures me so, and now I am down on my knees. From your spell, oh, that's taking me away. Keep me up at night, and it's got me sleeping in the day. I feel defeated at best. Oh, I'm ready to leave, 'cause all that love you have to give, well, baby, it's not. Thank you.
Nice, man. Yeah, that one was called Release Me. And the first two were Gambler's Cry and Clean. Got the new strings on, so the new string blues, I guess.
So I have a premonition that the next song is going to be called Not Alone.
How'd you know?
I can see that board over there.
Oh, man. Well, you got and us.
I mean, seeing visuals like that always helps with premonitions.
He sees his visuals. He gets visions. He has vision. Therefore, he has vision.
I'm still literate. That's what that means.
Don't let the moment get you down. Sometimes sadness seems to hang around. And if you're feeling less than good, take a moment to feel the way you should. I said, oh, oh. Now you're flying like the freest bird. But if you had but one to choose, take a moment to think of what you up front to see the view. Turns out the crowd is staring straight at you. I said, oh, 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 oh. Are we together or alone? It's hard to tell when you're so far from home. There are worlds beyond our own, different places and from where.
You know you're not alone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and you're not alone with Hunter Stone tonight here on Cabaret, and Robin on bass, and Joshua on drums, and welcome, guys. Welcome to KGNU.
Thanks for having us here.
So, Hunter, these songs that you played, these four songs, this is part of your upcoming record that you're...
Yeah, these are all songs that are that I'm going to be recording. I actually have a Kickstarter that I just launched on Friday, so I haven't had a chance to record any of these in the studio, and trying to raise some money to do that.
Great. So has there been any response so far? Or?
It's been a pretty good response, yeah. I'm super, super excited for all the people that have been contributing. And, yeah, I think we're at 25% last time I checked. We're trying to raise $7,500, and we're at 2,000 and change.
So for 4 days, that's pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, no, I was very excited. It was definitely definitely really positive to see all that, you know, support, and it gives good feedback, you know.
That they like your music and
And
your art, your lyrics.
Yeah, it's so often that, you know, you play shows and you do things and people are like, you know, that's cool, but when they actually, when you actually like see a, you know, monetary donation too, is like even harder, you know.
Yeah, but that's
much appreciated.
But that's great affirmation. How does that Kickstarter process work? I mean, there's a certain period of time that you do this.
Yeah, so you can set up to 60 days. I think mine was at 40 days. And basically, it's like an all or nothing campaign.
Mm.
You set up different kind of tiers that people can pledge and get certain rewards.
Yeah.
So, like, starting at $10, you can get a digital download. $25, you can get a copy of the CD signed, and then digital download. And then there's some cool stuff like some artwork and a USB of like random songs that I've never released. That, you know, and I think I have another one where it's like $250. I'll do whatever cover you want and put it on YouTube.
Wow.
And for $500, I'll do a house concert at your house.
Nice. Very nice. Very
and
nice.
I've already had two people sign up for that. So, like, that was like, wow, awesome.
And that's about what a house concert should bring in.
Yeah.
If everything goes right. So, this song here, I mean, 40 days and all or nothing. So, obviously, a lot of people must know you to get that response right away. I mean, how do they know you?
Well, I definitely reached out to a lot of folks that I grew up in Massachusetts, and I'm sure there's some folks back there listening right now. So, hey, what's up to all you guys? But, you know, played in bands for a long time there before moving out this way. And, you know, actually there's been a lot of response from the Boulder community. I run a songwriting showcase with, Teresa Peterson. It's called Boulder in the Round.
Right.
It's something that has kind of built up a community of songwriters, and we do it every first Wednesday at Vapor Distillery, and I'm going to be playing the next one on November 2nd, so shameless plug there, but it's really fun. I mean, that's where I've met a lot of my musician friends, and just, you know, playing music, you meet so many musicians, and there's a plethora of them here in Boulder. It's great.
Well, it's great to have you. How long have you been here in Boulder?
I've been here about 2.5 years or so.
Wow. Not too long.
No.
Well, you did the right things by getting to know a lot of people then through those avenues that you just talked about.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you play music, you just want to keep playing. So whenever they're having or playing music, and, you know, you just want to surround yourself with it. So it's kind of what I've done.
The first two songs, to me, had a North Mississippi influence. I mean, did I catch that right, and is that on purpose?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are definitely definitely some of my bluesier tunes. I definitely, you know, I play the resonator here, and I've always loved blues. But, you know, I like to have some variety, too, because I love, you know, folk and, you know, I want to say pop, but at the same time, I like all sides of music, so being able to have all those influences come through in my songs is, it's a difficult balance, but I think at the same time, it's like it's all part of who I am as a
That's
musician.
Great. So therefore, you don't get pigeonholed just as being a blues artist or just as a folk artist. You can kind of branch out and...
Yeah, you know, I like to do that, and I think a lot of those kind of tunes, those sounds have come to me, especially when since I've been playing more slide guitar, and they just lend themselves very well to the sound of the resonator and the sound of the slide. And you know, I love slide, so.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I loved it. Tell me about this telephone microphone you have here, because that's alters your pitch and things. How'd you do that?
It's not that hard. It's pretty much, you take it's what you would listen on, and you use that as
the receiver.
Yeah, the receiver. You use that as the microphone. You just take there's two wires that come out of it, hot and cold, you know, positive, negative.
Uh-huh.
And you just solder it into a input jack. And this, my mom sent me this from Massachusetts. So if you're out there, Mom, hello. Hello, Earth the Mom.
Also, speaking into it is what alters that pitch.
Yeah, it's literally like a real lo-fi sound like you would get from an old PA, or, you know, it sounds like, you know, would Joshua Thomas please report to the principal's office?
Robin.
I bet you we heard that too much. It's bringing flashbacks.
That is so cool, and we don't see too many of those receivers like this anymore.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's the hardest part is, you know, my mom's like a, you know, thrift store antique hound dog, if you want to call it that, for lack of a better term. But she, you know, I went home a couple weeks ago, and she had like five of them. I'm like, okay, cool.
That is cool. All right.
Yeah.
And that's one you incorporated, or did you have it in your show before that?
I've been using it for probably 6 months or so.
6 months. Very
maybe.
Cool. Very
three,
cool.
Three, four, five. I don't know. Somewhere.
Awesome. We're here with Hunter Stone tonight. And where are we going to go next?
I'm going to take it over to the kickbox here.
Now, this is, I guess I could give away the farm here if it's not a patent secret, but it's a box here on the floor. Is it, you're talking about this thing here, right? I'm pointing to that the listeners can't see me pointing to. And what it is a bunch of foot pedals like you'd have on a bass drum or on a drum set. And I guess we'll be talking about that later. But that's what it looks like visually, this kickbox thing.
Yeah, so if you want to... If you want to see this, you can go check out my website, hunterstonemusic.com. And also that there'll be a link to the Kickstarter on the homepage there.
I was just thinking we should have said that. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, hunterstonemusic.com. That's where to go.
Great.
Is this mic on? Switching sides here.
Is that your mic?
This one?
That copper colored one?
No, this is a stupid.
Oh, George's? I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, that one's mine. But
I know George is going to get a telephone mic pretty soon.
Well, whenever people ask me about it when I'm playing a show, I'm like, oh, I just use it, you know, in case my cell phone battery dies. Because that's always their first question. And I'm like, just wait. I'll sing for it. My baby, waiting all alone, watch another hour pass by, no call, no show. I feel like I'm losing control, 'cause the pretty little woman that I love, yeah, she done took my soul, she done took my soul. Done took my soul, and the windows oh, 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 oh. Sick of hanging on, 'cause now they're blowing in the breeze. There's a cold wind blowing,
It's howling through the trees. Winter is coming. I'm not ready. No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And the wind blows. Oh, 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 oh,
it is. That was a pretty quick ending to Cabaret. It is 8:01. You're listening to KGNU, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7, and Fort Collins, 93.7 in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Please stay tuned for Corriente after this programming announcement.
Support comes from Treefort Music Fest in downtown Boise, Idaho. 5-day discovery passes are available until the first artist announcement. More at treefortmusicfest.com/discovery or by calling TMF 888-2017.